This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Back in 2010, during the last census, Reading, Pennsylvania had the highest poverty rate in the country for cities with populations of 65,000 or more, almost 42% of the population. While Reading has seen its share of industrial decline, factories closing, and jobs moving to Mexico, the manufacturing industry in town is fairly stable these days. But with a quarter of the manufacturing workforce in the area set to retire in the next 10 years, employers and educators are working on a new pipeline of younger workers with advanced skills to fill those jobs. From the Education Desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
In a lab at Reading Area Community College, 18-year-old Benjamin Eckenrode stands in front of a blue wall rigged with pistons, pumps, and gauges, parts of machinery he might find on a factory floor.
This piston is supposed to go down and actually pick up the ball, but it is not.
Eckenrode's assignment is to figure out why the piston isn't moving. The high school senior is taking this college class as part of a program to prepare more young people for careers in the technical trades. Bonnie Spade directs the Schmidt Technology and Training Center at the college. She says it's still possible to get an entry-level factory job with just a diploma, paying maybe $17 an hour, but with a little extra training, make that $20 to $30 an hour. Plus benefits.
The good news for you, if you're not employed and you want to get employed, pretty much the world's your oyster. I mean, if you're paying attention in here, and I've done my job well to make sure this is a good fit for you, you're probably looking at four or five different job offers.
That's probably not the story you've heard about Reading, in many ways a typical Rust Belt town. Since 2001, it's lost nearly 8,000 manufacturing jobs, about 20%.
There's a lot of bad press out there. You know, a lot of large companies that have closed.
Ken Krause is CEO of U.S. Axle, a nearly 100-year-old company that makes components for locomotives and large construction equipment. He says the manufacturing sector has stabilized in recent years. Some 500 companies in the county make anything from batteries to chocolate to surgical needles. But Krause says the stigma against manufacturing has stuck, and the workforce hasn't kept up to fill the increasingly technical jobs.
We're probably 10 years behind where we need to be in terms of training and making sure that we have a mature pipeline, and that's where these sorts of programs come into play.
The Schmidt Center was founded about 10 years ago to partner with employers and local high schools to build that pipeline. Manufacturers are also competing with college. Terry Baller is the work-based learning coordinator at Reading Muhlenberg Career and Technology Center. She says students have heard their entire lives that they have to get a four-year degree.
When you walk into the classroom and you ask how many kids are going to college, they all raise their hand. So they haven't even really thought about any other options.
In Reading, one of those options is East Penn Manufacturing, a huge complex in the hills outside the city that employs more than 7,000 people making batteries for cars, motorcycles, and data centers. 39-year-old Joe Ritzko started on the production line 10 years ago with just a high school diploma. Then the company sent him to Reading Area Community College for additional technical training. Now he's a maintenance mechanic making more than $26 an hour.
I really honestly couldn't be happier. I'm home every night. I make a good wage. I am able to do something that my parents were not able to do, and that's at least give my kids something if something would ever happen to me or provide them with a good future.
Ritzko's dad worked for a steel plant that moved to Mexico after NAFTA. President Trump's campaign message of bringing back those jobs resonated in Reading. The typically blue county went red this time. Employers say their challenge is training enough workers for the jobs that are already here. In Reading, Pennsylvania, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.